Welcome to Study English, IELTS Preparation. I'm Margot Pilatus. We're going to look at articles today, indefinite articles a and an, and the definite article the. But first, let's meet an oceanographer. She's talking about using underwater devices to predict weather patterns. See if you can hear her using articles while she talks about monsoons.
The monsoon gets a lot of its energy from the equatorial and subtropical Indian Oceans. Dr. Susan Wijfels, an oceanographer from Australia's CSIRO, is hoping that by measuring the state of the Indian Ocean in those areas, scientists will be able to learn something about monsoon predictability.
Predicting the monsoon is a very difficult thing, and yet it impacts on millions and millions of people, and so we think that if we can predict the monsoon usefully, we could make a real difference. We know from El Niño that it's a fully global system, so you can't just study one small part of the ocean and solve these problems. You really need a global integrated observing system, and the ARGO program is the first real big ocean attempt to do that, and it's the float technology that's allowed us to even think about doing this.
Using articles before nouns is one of the most difficult things about learning English. You can choose between indefinite articles, a and an, the definite article, the, or no article at all. Let's start with the indefinite articles, a and an. The rule is that a is used before words starting with a consonant, and an is used before words starting with a vowel. So we have a banana, but an apple. There are a couple of exceptions to the rule. Where the consonant H is not pronounced, we use an. So we say, a happy man, but an honest man. The H is not pronounced, so honest sounds like it starts with a vowel. And where the vowel U is pronounced Y, we use a. So we say an umbrella, but a user, because user sounds like it begins with a Y. A and an are only used with singular nouns. We use some with plural nouns. The indefinite articles a or an are used to refer to indefinite things, things that aren't specific. You use them when you're referring to any member of a group of things. The indefinite article does not refer to a particular thing, but one out of many possible things. If I say, I would like a banana. I just want any banana. It doesn't matter which one. Let's look at an example of indefinite articles from the clip.
Predicting the monsoon is a very difficult thing, and yet it impacts on millions and millions of people. And so we think that if we can predict the monsoon usefully, we could make a real difference.
She uses the indefinite article twice. She says, predicting the monsoon is a very difficult thing. There are many things that are difficult to do, and predicting the monsoon is just one of them. Secondly, she says, we can make a real difference. There are many differences that can be made in the world, but she is just talking about one of them. So when do we use the definite article the or the? Well, we use it when we're referring to definite, specific things. We also use the when we're talking about one particular member of a group. Luckily, there is only one form of the word the, and it can refer to both singular and plural nouns. We say the banana and the bananas. There is a difference in pronunciation, though, when the comes before a vowel sound. We say the apples. So the before vowel sounds and the before consonant sounds. Let's look at the clip again. Listen for the.
You really need a global integrated observing system, and the ARGO program is the first real big ocean attempt to do that, and it's the float technology that's allowed us to even think about doing this.
She says the ARGO program. She uses the because there is only one ARGO program. It's a unique, particular thing. She also says, the float technology. She is talking about that particular type of float technology, not just any float technology. There was a third the. She said, the first real big ocean attempt. We use the in front of first, second, and so on because they refer to something particular or unique. There can only be one first attempt. In the same way, we use the in front of superlatives. The best example, the biggest banana, and so on, because there can only be one best or biggest of anything. Okay, so that's the major difference between definite and indefinite articles. But there are other rules as well. We use a and an with countable nouns, that is, if the noun can be counted. I ate an apple. Apples can be counted. We use the with uncountable nouns, with things that you can't count. I swam in the water. Water cannot be counted. I drank the milk. Milk cannot be counted. We also use a with counting expressions like a bottle of, a cup of, a bit of. Listen to this.
The monsoon gets a lot of its energy from the equatorial and subtropical Indian Ocean.
She says the monsoon gets a lot of its energy. Look at the monsoon and the Indian Ocean. These are both examples of other rules for the. We can use the to describe generic nouns. A generic noun is a noun that describes a category or type of thing. It can often be the same as using a plural noun. So sometimes the monsoon means the same as monsoons. She's talking about monsoons in general.
Predicting the monsoon is a very difficult thing, and yet it impacts on millions and millions of people. And so we think that if we can predict the monsoon usefully, we could make a real difference. We know from El Niño that it's a fully global system. So you can't just study one small part of the ocean and solve these problems.
And here's another rule. We use the with oceans, seas, rivers, and deserts. We say the Indian Ocean, the Yangtze River, the Gobi Desert. We also use the for points on the globe, the equator, the Tropic of Capricorn, the North Pole. Choosing the right article can be very confusing, but if you follow the general rule that you use the definite article, to refer to a particular thing or things, and a and an, indefinite articles, to refer to one of a number of things, you shouldn't go too wrong. Okay, so now we've seen how to use definite and indefinite articles. But sometimes we don't use articles at all before nouns. Let's look at when to use no article. We've already seen that you can leave the article out when talking about plural generic nouns. Monsoons are unpredictable. But this is true for other generic nouns too. Coffee is delicious. Happiness is hard to find. Balls are round. Okay, so let's look at some sentences. I would like a cake. I would like one cake, any cake. I would like the cake. I would like that particular cake. I like cakes. I like all cakes. Here, cakes with no article is generic. It refers to cakes in general, all cakes. Well, that's all for today. Don't forget to practice those articles. And I'll see you next time for Study English. Bye-bye.